向各位父亲说父亲节快乐。
I just want to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers here.
我们刚刚看到我们小朋友，可爱小朋友，他们唱那首歌，众光之父。
The children's choir just shared a song called Father of Lights with us.
我觉得很奇妙，就是因为他们事先也不知道我要讲什么题目，可是我觉得这个题目跟我今天讲的题目又很配合。
I think it's quite wonderful because they have no idea what topic I'll be sharing on today. Yet the song that they chose goes perfectly with my sharing today.
所以我们常常会从那么小地方，我们就看到我们的教会常常有圣灵在背后做工。
In these small things, you can see how this Holy Spirit is really working in His church.
今天我讲的题目是照亮一家的人。
My topic today is giving light to everyone in the house.
我很高兴，我的太太，我的女儿、儿子今天都能够来。
I'm very glad that my wife and my son and my daughter are all here today.
因为你知道，做爸爸的你就知道，很难得有机会，你的小孩子可以坐在那边，安静的听你讲话讲一个小时。
As a father, you know that's very difficult to have an hour of captive audience with your children.
而且都不还嘴。
And they can't talk back during that time.
所以。但是我这个也是会有后果。
And I'm sure this kind of experience would have consequences as well.
我记得我去年讲那个心意更新变化。
Last year I shared on the message of transformation of heart.
那在过去一年当中，我太太就常跟我重复我所讲的。
In the past year, my wife has repeatedly reminded me of what I've shared.
那我今天讲的，我想我后面这一年我要常常听他们说。
And I think after my message today, I'll be hearing a lot the next year from my kids.
所以我讲今天所讲的只是我们大家，就是说我们做父亲的，我们可以一起来共勉。
What I want to share today is just some encouragement for all the fathers.
我们今天所要读的经文是马太福音第五章十四十五节。
The scripture reading comes from Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 and 15.
这是耶稣跟他门徒讲的，他说：“你们是世上的光。”城照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。
Jesus said this to his disciples, You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
这个是耶稣对他门徒说的话。
These are the words of Jesus to his disciples.
他给他门徒他们的生命有了意义。
And these words gave meaning to the disciples' lives.
他说：“你们的生命的意义就是你们要做世上的光。”
And the meaning of their lives is to be the light of the world.
但是今天同样的这些话也是对我们基督徒说的。
And these words, in the same sense, are speaking to us Christians today.
他也是跟我们说，我们基督徒，我们生命的意义就是我们要做世上的光。
And it's telling us that the meaning of a Christian's life is to be the light of the world.
但是到底它是什么意思呢？怎么样我们才能做世上的光呢？
But what does it mean to be the light of the world, and how do we be the light of the world?
首先我们要知道，就是耶稣说我是世上的光。
First, you have to know that Jesus says, "I am the light of the world."
他说，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
And he who follows me will not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
But will have the light of life.
所以我们这边看到耶稣他就是那个光的源头。
So Jesus is the source of the light.
然后这个光的主要目的就是让我们在黑暗中我们能够看见。
And the purpose of the light is for us to be able to see in darkness.
所以当我们能够跟着这个光走的时候，
And when you're following the light,
我们从他身上我们也会反映出他身上的光。
And we will be able to reflect that light in our lives.
我们也可以变成世上的光。
And we can become that light in the world.
然后希望，尤其做父亲的，这些光我们也可以照亮我们的家人。
I think especially for fathers, this light can shine on your household.
当然，耶稣他不但是要我们照亮我们的家人，他还要我们照亮世上的人。
Of course, Jesus wants us to not just shine the light on our household, but for the rest of the people in the world as well.
但是今天因为是父亲节，所以我今天的重点是在父亲身上。
But since today is Father's Day, I want to make the application specifically for the fathers.
但是不是做父亲的，你听这些话，其实他也是对你们说的。
And so if you're not a father, these words apply to you as well.
好， 我们今天就看一些圣经上的父亲，我们看就是说我们从他们身上我们可以学到什么样的榜样。
We'll look at some fathers in the Bible and see what we can learn from their lives.
Okay. 在我们看圣经的例子以前，我们先看到底什么是光呢？
Before we turn to the examples, let's talk about what is light.
我们晚上看到光，我们第一个我们感觉就是怎么样？哦，这蛮漂亮的。
The first thing you realize once you see shiny light is that it's quite beautiful.
对，然后我不知道你们怎么样，在我小时候，我晚上睡觉我都要开灯睡觉。
And I don't know about you, but when I was young, when I like to have the light on when I sleep.
因为我觉得这个光线给我安全感。
Because the light makes me feel safer.
所以这个光线呢，第二个它是给我们带来有一种安全感。
So the second thing light brings to you is a sense of security.
第三点呢，就是这光线就像我们刚刚读的经文，光线它照亮我们的方向，给我们带来让我们看清我们的方向。
The third thing light does is it shows you the direction. It lights the way for you so you know where you're going.
所以我今天就要跟各位分享这个所谓做光这三方面。
So today I want to share about this three aspects of being the light.
然后我们从圣经上的父亲，我们来看他们怎么样做他们家里的光。
And we'll see from the fathers in the Bible how they were the light of their family.
首先我们要看约伯。
First we want to look at Job.
约伯，通常我们讲到约伯都想到说他受了很多的苦。
Normally when we mention Job, we mention his sufferings.
然后知道他对神的信心很大。
And we know that he had great faith in God.
但是我们今天看约伯是从他做父亲的角度来看。
But today I want to look at Job from the perspective of him as the father.
他这里讲到在乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那一个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
The Bible tells us there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God and turning away from evil.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He had seven sons and three daughters.
然后他，你看他的家产非常多，那时候大概也不是算钱，他算有多少牛羊骆驼。
He had great possessions. Back in the days, maybe they weren't counting by money amount, but it tells us how much cattle he had.
他还有很多的仆人。
And he had many servants also.
而且这个人他在东方人中就为至大。
And he was considered the greatest of all men of the East.
所以这个人他可能比现在的 Bill Gates 还有钱。
So he's probably even wealthier than Bill Gates of today's standard.
然后呢，他的儿子，他们按着日子在家里摆设宴席。
His sons would go to his house and hold feasts in the house.
然后他们宴席过了以后，约伯就会打发人叫他们自洁。
And then when their feasting were completed, Job would send and consecrate them.
然后他清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献燔祭。
And he would rise up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of his sons.
因为他说，恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
Because Job said, perhaps my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did continually.
可是有一天呢，这个撒旦呢，他就跑到耶和华的面前。
But one day, Satan went before the Lord.
然后耶和华问撒旦说：“你是从哪里来的？”
The Lord asked Satan, "From where do you come?"
那撒旦说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”
Satan answered the Lord and said, "From roaming about the earth and walking around in it."
耶和华问撒旦说：“你有没有看到我那个仆人约伯没有？”
The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job?"
这个地上再没有人像他一样完全正直。敬畏神，而且远离恶事。
For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
然后撒旦他就回答耶和华说。
And then Satan answered the Lord.
他说：“那当然了，约伯敬畏神，岂是没有原因的呢？”
He said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?"
他说：“你岂不是在他四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家？”
Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side?
并他一切所有的吗？然后他手所做的都蒙你祝福。
And you have blessed the work of his hands.
然后他的家产也在地上增多。
And his possessions have increased in the land.
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
But if you put forth your hand now and touch all that he has, he will surely curse you to your face.
耶和华对撒旦说，凡他所有的都在你的手中。
Then the Lord said to Satan, Behold, all that he has is in your power.
只是你不可伸手加害于他，于是撒旦就从耶和华面前退去。
Only do not put forth your hand on him. So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord.
接下来我想大家都知道，就是他在一天里面他丧失了他所有的家产，他儿子女儿也都死掉，他的仆人也都没有，就是他所有的财富在一夜之间就全部没有了。
Then you know how the story goes from here. Overnight, Job lost all of his children and his possessions and even his servants. So overnight, he lost everything.
然后呢，当他听到这个消息的时候，他就撕下他的外袍，然后他剃了头伏在地上，他说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
So when Job heard that he had lost everything, he rose and tore his robe and shaved his head. He fell to the ground and worshipped. And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
And he blessed the name of the Lord.
然后在这一切的事上，他约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为虚妄愚妄。
Through all this, Job did not sin, nor did he blame God.
就是他没有怪罪神，虽然他发生了这么多的不幸的事情。
So even though all these unfortunate things happened to him, he did not blame God.
那后来约旦又来到神的面前。
And then Satan came before God again.
然后神又跟他讲说，你看到没有，约伯在世界上再没有人像他一样完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
The Lord said to Satan again, Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil.
他说，你虽然激动我攻击他，无故的毁灭他，他仍然持守他的纯正。
He still holds fast his integrity, even although you incited me against him to ruin him without cause.
那撒旦他就回答耶和华说，人以皮代皮，情愿舍去一切所有的，保全性命。
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his life.
你且伸手伤他的骨头和他的肉，他必当面弃掉你。
However, put forth your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, he will curse you to your face.
耶和华对撒旦说，他在你手中，只要存留他的性命。
So the Lord said to Satan, Behold, he is in your power, only spare his life.
于是撒旦就从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶都长毒疮。
Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
然后约伯他就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
So Job, he took a potsherd and scraped himself while he was sitting among the ashes.
他的妻子对他说，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你弃掉神，死了吧。
His wife said to him, Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.
约伯却对他说，你说话像愚顽的妇人一样。哎，难道我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
But he said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
在这一切的事上，约伯并不以口犯罪。
In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
好，我们看约伯，他是一个很好的例子。
So Job presents a good example for us.
这里就是讲到他这个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Here is a man who is upright and blameless and fear God and departed from evil.
我们知道这个美丽并不是单单讲这个外表而言。
I think we know that when we talk about beauty, we're not just talking about outward beauty.
这个我们讲到美丽，这是讲到里面的这个好的品格。
We're talking about inner beauty, inner qualities.
但是在另一方面说，你这种好的品格必须在人前，你可以能够让别人也可以看得到。
But these inner qualities need to be revealed in front of people so that others can see it.
所以这些对我们基督徒来说，这些都是很好的品格。
These qualities that Job had to Christians, these are great qualities.
尤其是对父亲来说，因为我们是在家里要当一个属灵的领袖。
Especially for the fathers, as you are to be the spiritual head of your family.
因为我们的小孩子，他常常看着父亲，然后要学父亲的各样的行为。
Children often watch their fathers and see what they do and follow.
我还记得我小时候，我儿子 Grant, 他喜欢学我做事情。
I remember my son Grant when he was little. He used to imitate what I do.
当我在割草的时候，我推着那个打草机在割草。
When I was mowing the lawn,
他也喜欢他推着他那个玩具的打草机，他也在旁边推。
He would be pushing his little plastic toy lawnmower and mow right alongside me.
那我要是拿个螺丝起子，我在装，比如说装一个桌子。
If I was putting together a table.
那他也会拿着他玩具的那个螺丝起子，他也好像假装在那边上那个螺丝。
He will grab his little toy screwdriver and pretend to be putting something together.
我相信父母大家都有这种经验。
I think all parents have that experience.
小孩他们就是看着父母做什么，他们就想要做什么。
Kids watch what you do and they want to do what you do.
所以我们在我们小孩子面前，我们就要有一个好的榜样。
So as a parent before your children, you need to set a good example.
那你现在问说，我们怎么样能够像约伯一样做一个这么美丽的一个父亲
？So you may ask, how can we be such, how can we be a father like Job that has these beautiful qualities?
这个美丽，你如果读我们圣经，你就知道，我们人生出来的时候，我们的个性并不是很美丽的。
So speaking of beauty, you may know that as men are born, we are inherently not beautiful.
我妈常跟我讲我哥哥小时候的故事。
My mom often tells me a story about my older brother when he was little.
她说她小时候，她一出去，邻居就赶快把门关起来。
She said that when your older brother would go outside of his house, the neighbors would always shut their doors.
因为那时候家家都有养鸡。
Because back in those days, every family had chickens.
那我哥他小时候他出去啊，他抓人家鸡，他把他掐死。
So my older brother used to like to capture neighbor's chickens and kill them.
那不但掐死他，他把他埋在石头底下。
Not only would he kill them, he would bury them under a pile of rocks.
所以你知道这个小孩子，你如果不教导，他没有好的榜样，他很难说自己会变好。
So for a child, if you don't teach them, if you don't set a good example for them, it's hard for them to behave well on their own.
就好像我们在信主以前。在神看我们是死的。
Kind of like before we became Christians, in God's eyes, we were dead.
然后我们接受主，我们得救，我们并不是一天我们就会变成像约伯那样完全正直。
But even after we accepted Christ, we would not turn into a blameless, upright man overnight, just like Job.
所以这个美丽是来自我们每天不断的更新变化。
So this beauty comes from a daily transformation.
那这更新变化，你是要从神的话语来。
And to have the transformation, you need to base it on God's word.
因为神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because the word of God is the light upon our feet and light on our paths.
去年我讲的信息就是讲到这个心意更新变化。
My message in my sharing last year was transformation by the renewing of our mind.
我们知道刚开始的时候神看我们是死的。
So before we were Christians, in God's eyes, we were dead.
虽然说我们会动会吃会做事情。
Even though we feel like we're still living, we can eat, we can walk, we can do all kinds of activities.
但是神看我们是死的。
But in God's eyes, we're dead.
所以在那个阶段呢我们就像这个毛毛虫一样。
So in that period, we were like a caterpillar.
我们是很在神的眼里是很丑的。
We were quite ugly.
我们是一个属地的生命。
And we have this life that's only earthbound.
那我们每天吃树叶，我们就很满足。
And we're satisfied if we just eat leaves every day.
然后有一天呢，我们借着圣灵的工作，他让我们看到啊，我们是需要悔改。
So one day through the work of the Holy Spirit, he reminds us that we need to repent.
就好像这个毛毛虫，他有一天他也发现，哎，他也需要改变。
Just like this caterpillar one day realizes it's time for him to change.
那我们改变以后，我们心意每天的不断更新变化。
And then as we change, our mind is being renewed and transformed daily.
那我们从神那边就得到了生命。
And then we receive this life from God.
这是一个属天的生命。
This is a heavenly life.
就好像这个蝴蝶，它从毛毛虫变成蛹，然后变成蝴蝶。
That's kind of like the transformation of becoming a butterfly from a caterpillar.
我们看这个蝴蝶，它是很美的。
A butterfly is beautiful.
它也不再吃树叶。
It no longer feeds on leaves.
它也不在地上爬。
It no longer crawls about on the earth.
它在天上飞。
It flies.
所以我们知道，我们要变成美丽，我们必须要就是说经过这个三个阶段。
So we know, in order to become beautiful, you need to go through these stages.
好，第二个我们讲到的是安全感。
Secondly, as I mentioned, light gives you security.
我们知道约伯他没有问题，他是很有钱的一个人。
We knew, as we read earlier, Job had no problem with his wealth. He's quite wealthy.
他儿女的需要他都供应。
He provided for all of his children's needs.
但是这个供应不单单只是在这个身体的需要有供应。
But this provision is not just for a provision of earthly needs, physical needs.
我们在感情上或者在属灵上面，我们也需要给我们的儿女有供应。
But we need to also provide emotional and spiritual provisions to our children's needs.
我们基督徒常常觉得就是说，你太有钱就不属灵。
For a Christian, we often have this perception of you're wealthy, then you're not spiritual.
然后你如果你想要去赚钱，你这个人就不属灵。
Or this perception of if you're working hard for your money, then you must not be a very spiritual person.
可是这症结是在你对钱的态度。
But the difference is what your attitude is toward money.
这个症结是在你怎么样去赚那个钱。
And it's about how you make that money.
常常有人讲说这个钱是两只，钱有四只脚。
I've heard this described that money has four legs.
然后人有两只脚。
And people, we all have two legs.
那你去追它，你是永远追不上。
If you're chasing after money, then you can never catch up to it.
可是钱呢，追你，你也跑不掉。
If money was chasing after you, then you can't escape it.
所以你要赚钱，你要供给你的，你要供应你的家人，你必须是怎么样？你要有正确的方法。
If you want to make money, you want to provide for your family, you've got to do it the right way.
所以什么是正确的方法呢？
And what is the right way?
同样圣经也是有教导。
This was also taught to us in the Bible.
他说你要的话你要先给。
It says give and it will be given to you.
对，他说你们要给人就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们的怀里。
Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap.
从这边你看到神做事有一个非常奇妙的原则。
So God does things with a very interesting principle.
你要想神坐在你身上呢，你必须要先坐在别人身上。
If you want God to do something for you, you must first do the same for others.
好。同样的，在马拉基书上面，他也有讲了这句话。
Also in Malachi, this was said.
万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, but there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty.
以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户。
And see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven.
倾覆于你们。
And pour out so much blessing.
甚至无处可容。
That you will not have room enough for it.
所以你可以看到你要供应你的家庭。
So if you want to provide for your family,
这些都是一个非常好的一个原则。
And that's a great, great principle.
神愿意我们享受他的丰盛。
God wants us to enjoy his abundance.
你想一个基督徒他会走过去，身上衣服穿得破破烂烂，然后三餐不济，这个对神也不是一个很好的见证。
I don't think it's a great testimony if a Christian is wearing ratty clothes and not having enough food to eat.
这有一个故事讲一个人呢，他以前在那个他住在英国。
There is a story of a man who was from England.
这个人蛮穷的。
He was poor.
所以，但是他想要到美国。
But he wanted to come to America.
就他存了很久，他存够钱，他去买一张船票，他要到美国。
He saved enough money to buy a fare on a ship to come to America.
然后后来他总算达成他心愿，他就到美国。
Finally, he was able to do that, and he came to America.
他坐上那个船。
He was on the ship.
然后呢，大家在船上，他看大家都在那边吃吃喝喝。
And he's seeing people who are enjoying themselves, eating and drinking on the ship.
然后他看他没有钱，他就躲在那个仓库里头，他就吃喝一些水，然后吃一些他准备的饼干。
He realized he didn't have the money to join them, so he was just hidden in a storage area, was eating his crackers and drinking water.
哦，他在那船上就熬了一个月，总算熬到美国。
He spent a month on that ship to come to America.
啊，在他下船的前一个晚上。
The night before he was to get off the ship.
啊，他们船上又有大的宴会。
There was a great party on the ship.
大家又吃吃喝喝在那边庆祝。
People were celebrating and enjoying themselves with food and drinks.
啊，他还是一样，他又躲在仓库吃他的饼干，喝他的水。
He still was sitting in a storage area eating his crackers and drinking water.
可是后来有一个人看到他，就跟他讲话。
There was somebody who actually saw him and said to him.
然后我已经注意你很久了，我说奇怪，为什么你常常在这仓库吃自己的饼干？
This man said, I've noticed you for quite some time, and why do you always hide in a storage area and eating crackers?
他说你为什么不跟我们一起来吃喝呢？
He asked, why don't you come and join us?
他说我付不起。
The poor man said that I don't have the money.
可那个人他说你的船票都已经包括这些吃喝在里面了。
But the man said, but your fare that you pay for the ship includes your drink and food and drink.
所以很多人不知道怎么样享受神给我们的丰盛。
So like the story, a lot of people don't know how to enjoy the abundance that God has already given us.
他们吃苦吃了一辈子。
They suffer all their life.
到才发现这些丰盛都是免费的。
But then to come to realize all these abundance is free.
神要白白给我们。
God will give it to us for free.
所以我们神要给我们就拿。
So if God will give it to us, then you take.
好，第二个，我们建立这个我们安全感是我们要跟我们的儿女要建立好的关系。
Another thing that we want to establish with our children is a sense of security.
我常常在想这个关系你怎么描述？
Sometimes I find it difficult to describe a relationship.
后来我想到这个关系其实就是时间。
I think for me, relationship is like time.
因为我们的一生就是时间的累积。
Our whole life is an accumulation of time.
我们可以选择把我们的时间放在我们的事业上面。
We can choose to spend our time on our careers.
我们也可以把时间选择放在我们的家里头。
We can choose to spend our time in our families.
所以你看这个例子。
So look at this example.
这两个蓝条子是代表两个人。
These two blue bars represent two people.
他们左边是他们生命的开始。
This bar you see is the beginning of their relationship together.
所以刚开始他们是没有关系的。
And they didn't really have a relationship in the very beginning.
因为他们从来没有花时间在一起。
Because there's no time spent with one another.
这个蓝条中间这个红线就代表他们在一起的时间。
The red between the two blue bars represents the amount of time spent.
你看这个就是。你说画个图的话，这就是夫妻之间的关系。
So this picture can kind of represent the relationship between a husband and wife.
他们刚开始不认识。
In the beginning, they don't know each other.
所以你看他们在这个左边，他们没有红条子。
So on the left hand, there's no red coloring uniting them.
对。然后后来他们认识了，他们就每天在一起。
After they met, you see that they have a lot of red in between them, so a lot of time was spent with each other.
然后后来就是有一个人先去见主了。
So at the end, you'll see one person left to meet the Lord first.
So 这是一个很好的夫妻关系。
So this is a good spousal relationship.
所以这个是一夫一妻一生一世。
So this is a husband and wife building a life together.
好，那这个你们可以看得出来，这又是另外一种关系。
So this graph represents a different type of relationship.
这个也是夫妻。
This is also a husband and wife relationship.
刚开始刚认识的时候，刚结婚的时候，很在蜜月期间很亲密，常常花时间在一起。
In the beginning, during the honeymoon stage, they spend a lot of time together.
后来呢，奇怪，两个人就不在一起了。
And later on, as you see that there's less and less red bar between them.
哦，这个大概就是这个不是分居就是离婚。
If it's not separation, it may be a divorce.
因为这两个都还健在。
Because they're still alive, as you can see.
所以你看父子的关系，你也可以用这个图来表示。
You can also use this type of graph to depict a father and child relationship.
这个图就是刚开始小孩子刚出生的时候，我们花很多时间在他们身上。
When a child is young, you spend a lot of time in their lives.
然后他们渐渐长大。
And as they grow,
他们开始独立。
They become more independent.
然后他们结婚，他们离开家里。
And they get married and they move out of your house.
但是我父子还是有关系的，对不对？
But there is still a relationship.
到最后，父亲去见主。
And later, the father leaves to meet the Lord.
对不对？但是他们的关系一直维持到那时候。
But their relationship is ongoing until that point.
但是这个父子就关系就不太好了。
But if you look at the other graph on the other side, that's not a very good father-children relationship.
你可以看到这个父亲可能是忙着事业还是什么。他孩子出生，他就没有什么时间花在他身上。
This father must be very busy with his career because he didn't spend much time with the child all his life.
然后后来小孩子离开他，也不理他了。
And when the child leaves his house, he won't have much contact with the father either.
你可以看他们之间，你们花在一起的时间就是你们中间的关系。
The time you spend together is your relationship.
你的关系越好，你的这个花在一起的时间越多，你们的关系就越好。
The more time you spend with each other, the better the relationship.
所以你如果常常在奇怪为什么你跟你儿女关系不好。
So if you ever wonder why you don't have a good relationship with your children.
或者你跟你的妻子关系不好。
Or you don't have a good relationship with your wife.
啊，这可能就是原因。
That may be one of the reasons.
你可以看到这中间这个他们的关系不是很亲密。
You see that there's not the red bars aren't very close, aren't very tight.
So 我们做父亲的，我们要给我们家人的一个安全感，就是我们愿意花时间跟他们在一起。
So as a father, if you want to give your family a sense of security, you need to spend more time with them.
他们感情上有需要的时候，他们知道他可以来找你。
If they have needs, if they have emotional needs, they know that they can come to you.
就好像约伯，他受了那么大的灾难，他的三个朋友也来陪他。
Just like Job's three friends come to visit him after his great suffering.
他们在一起不见得要讲话。
It's not that they just want to talk to each other.
他三个朋友就坐在那边陪他。
They sat there with him.
好，第三个要怎么样给我们家人有安全感呢？
And the third aspect of how to give your family a sense of security.
这个是很重要一个字，就是爱。
This is a very important word that is love.
我们表现爱的方式有几种。
How many ways can you show your love?
第一个就是父亲的祝福。
One is a blessing from your father.
这个祝福你从圣经上看，这是神给父亲一个很特别的一个权柄。
Being able to bless your children is a great special authority that God gave to the fathers.
大家都知道，这个以撒给这个雅各跟他给雅各祝福。
You know that Isaac blessed Jacob.
那以扫就很不高兴。
And of course that made Esau very unhappy.
因为他本来是长子，那个祝福是应该给他。
Because Esau was the firstborn, and that firstborn blessing belonged to him.
但是他觉得他找他父亲，他说：“你可不可以再给我祝福？”
So Esau came to his father and said, "Can you give me a blessing too?"
但是他为什么没去找他妈妈说：“哎，爸爸给他祝，你给我祝福？”
Why didn't he go to his mom and say, "Well, since Dad blessed Jacob, can you bless me?"
所以这很奇怪，这父亲这是一个父亲一个很奇特的一个权柄，在圣经上可以看到。
So biblically, giving blessing to the children is a special power of the fathers.
然后这个雅各的那个约瑟的儿子，他也请那个雅各帮他们祝福。
And do you remember that Joseph asked Jacob to bless his children?
对，所以我们做父亲的，我们常常在，比如说我们在教导我们的 孩子的时候，我们要小心，就是说，我们不要随便就出口骂他们。
So, as fathers, be careful what you say with your children. Don't be loose with your lips and lash out at them.
你说你不好好念书，你将来可能就是去捡垃圾。
You say things like, if you don't study hard, you're just going to be a janitor.
那你这种讲出来，你很可能你讲的话变成他的咒诅。
If you say something like that, it could become a curse for their life.
所以要特别的小心。
So be careful what you say to your kids.
然后第二个就是勉励。
Second thing you can do as an act of love is encouragement.
我们知道耶稣他受洗以后，天父也说，这是我的爱子，这是我喜悦的。
You know, remember when after Jesus was baptized, the Heavenly Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
那哥罗西书上面也讲说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
And Colossians chapter 3 tells us that fathers do not exacerbate your children so that they will not lose heart.
所以我们要常常给我们的儿女肯定。
So we need to have a sense of affirmation with our children.
常常给他们祝福。
Bless them.
你知道有一个故事，他讲了一个。有一个有钱人，他有一个厨子，蛮会煮菜。
There's a story about a wealthy man who had a cook who was very good at what he was doing.
他就常常在家请客。
So this man will often throw parties at his house.
后来他有天请客，他觉得奇怪，为什么上来烤鸭只有一只脚
？So one day at his party, he realized that the roast duck only had one leg, one thigh.
他就没讲话。
But he didn't say anything.
后来第二次他请客，他看到烤鸭怎么又只有一只脚
？The second party that he had, the roast duck still only had one thigh.
哦，他就忍不住，他去问那个厨子说
：“So he went.
为什么这个烤鸭只有一只脚
？”So he went and asked his cook, why does the roast duck only have one thigh?
那个厨子就带到主人，他说：“你出来看，我给你看。
”So the cook said, "Come, let me show you."
那中午那些鸭子在那边睡觉。
In the afternoon time, these ducks are napping.
你知道鸭子睡觉的时候，它一只脚站，另外一只脚它会收起来。
You know when ducks are napping, they would retract one of their legs.
他就说：“你看这些鸭子都只有一只脚。
”He said, "You see all these ducks, they only have one leg anyway."
那这主人说，他就拍拍手。
And so the master clapped his hands.
然后这些鸭子被他吓醒，然后那个腿就放下来。
When these ducks wake up, they put their other leg down.
他说：“你看，我一拍手，它就两只脚。”
So, but the master said, if I clap my hands, they would have two legs.
那厨子说对啊。
The cook said, right.
有掌声就两只脚。
If you applaud, then you will get two legs.
没有掌声就一只脚。
If you don't clap or applaud, you only have one leg.
所以你如果觉得你自己的小孩常常表现不合你的意。
If you feel your children are not behaving up to your standard.
可能是你掌声不够。
It's because you have not applauded them enough.
好，第三个就是讲到包容。
The third thing you need to do is to have tolerance.
你想想看，这个约伯他在一天之内，他丧失他所有的财产。
As you see, Job lost everything he had in one day.
然后。撒旦又让他身上从头到脚都长了毒疮。
And then Satan also caused him to have boils from head to toe.
那你可以想想看，就是说他那时候躺在地上呻吟。
Can you imagine him lying on the ground?
那他太太跟他讲这句话。
And his wife said to him.
他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗
？”Do you still hold fast your integrity?
你弃掉神死了吧
？Curse God and die.
弟兄姐妹，我想，如果是换成是你，你会什么反应
？If you were in Job's shoes, how would you react?
这很多这个离婚都是从这边开始的。
This is how many divorces happen.
这很多家庭的纠纷也都是从这边开始。
This is how many the family issues and fights happen.
所以你在这边可以看到，他约伯他是一个很有智慧的人。
As you can see here, Job was a wise person.
他能够包容。
He had tolerance.
因为他有爱。
Because he has love.
因为你看一下，爱有很多表现的方式。
There are many ways that love is shown.
大家都很熟悉哥林多前书十三章，保罗他讲的爱。
You are very familiar with 1 Corinthians chapter 13 when Paul spoke of love.
他在第四节他们讲到，爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
He says love is patient, love is kind.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
这个爱你在那个浪子回头的故事我们也可以看到。
You can see that love in the story of the prodigal son.
那个浪子跟他的父亲讲说我要我的那份财产。
The prodigal son said to his father, I want my share of the inheritance.
他说我要出去自己闯天下。
I want to go and make my own life.
然后他父亲劝止他，没办法劝他，因为他知道他这个儿子太顽固。
So the father couldn't convince him otherwise, and he knew his son was stubborn.
所以他就给他。
So he gave him his share of the inheritance.
所以这个小儿子呢，他就出去把这个钱财一下就花光了。
And the son left home with his inheritance and squandered away all the money.
然后他回来，然后他因为他在那个外地呢，刚好又碰上饥荒。
And he was in a country where there was famine.
他肚子饥饿，他没办法，他得去找工作。
He was very hungry. He had to go find a job.
结果他找到的事情呢，他找不到事，他只能找到去帮人家养猪。
And the only job he can find was feeding people's pigs.
然后肚子饿了，他没东西吃，他就跟那个猪抢东西吃。
And he was so hungry. He would fight with the pigs for the feed.
然后他突然他就醒悟。
And then he all of a sudden he woke up.
他想说我父亲在家口粮有余。
He remembered what abundance his father had in his house.
可是我在这边我还跟猪在抢食物。
But here I'm fighting with pigs for food.
所以他就决定回去他的家里。
So he realized he needed to return home.
他已经回家，他已经想要跟他爸爸要认罪。
He realizes as he returns home that he needs to confess and apologize to his father.
甚至愿意当他父亲的仆人。
He was even ready to become a servant.
但是他还没到家，他父亲就远远看到他，就过来拥抱他。
But even before he reached his house, his father saw him from a distance, and his father raised to embrace him.
你知道他出门的时候，他是风风光光，身上衣服大概是穿的非常高贵的衣服。
You know, when he left his house, he probably was wearing fine clothing and he had everything he needed.
可是在他父亲的眼里，他这个儿子是死的。
But in his father's eyes, the son who left his house is dead to him.
那等他有一天他在外面，他突然醒悟。
But one day when the son wakes up,
就好像刚刚我们看那个图片。突然他的 脑海里有这个光给他看到。
Kind of like the picture I showed you, when the light comes on your head.
然后他知道回转。
He realized he needed to repent and return.
然后他回来，他父亲怎么样原谅他。
And when he came back, his father forgave him.
他还拥抱他。
Even embraced him.
虽然他身上他的气味大概就跟猪一样。
Even though his son probably smelled like a pig.
可是在他父亲的眼里，他就像一只蝴蝶一样那么漂亮。
But in his father's eyes, he is as beautiful as a butterfly.
因为这是他死而复生、失而又得的儿子。
But this because this is a son who was dead but now has come back to life.
所以你看，这个就是爱。
So this is love.
恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
It is.Is patient and kind is long suffering.
所以这个对我们父亲也是一个很好的勉励。
And it's a great encouragement to fathers.
你如果想想看，那个小儿子如果想到就是说我父亲不会原谅我，那个小儿子会不会回家？
If this prodigal son ever thought that his father would not forgive him, would he return home?
如果那个小儿子平常跟父亲的关系就非常恶劣，他会不会回去这个家？
If this prodigal son has always had an awful relationship with his father, would he return home?
如果这个小儿子不回到家，他这个儿子就永远失掉了。
And if this prodigal son never returns home, then he's lost forever.
你知道做父母的需要学习。
As parents, there's a lot of learning to be done.
然后做儿女的也需要学习。
And there's a lot of learning to be done for the children as well.
你知道不久以前我找一个老师教我唱歌。
Not long ago, I decided to take singing lessons.
那我就跟我一个同学讲说，我一个同学他就跟我抱怨。
A classmate of mine was venting to me.
他说他因为他住在公寓。
He lives in an apartment.
他说我每次唱歌，那楼下的人就敲那个地板。
He said every time I practice singing in my apartment, the neighbor beneath me would hit the ceiling with a broom.
他说我根本没办法在家里练习。
He said it's hard for me to practice at home.
我说我住在自己家里，我也没有比你好。
I said I'm not much better, and I have my own house.
我一练习唱歌，我的 太太小孩就抱怨。
Whenever I start practicing my singing, my wife and my kids would complain.
所以你知道，常常我们觉得说这个青少年人很难管。
Sometimes we think the teenagers are hard to deal with.
但是我们有没有想到，他们的成长也需要练习。
But do you realize that as they're growing, they need learning?
但他们练习，他们找谁练习啊？
And where are they finding the examples to learn from?
他们是找他们的对象就是父母，对不对？
They look at their parents.
他们找父母来练习。
And they do their learning on their parents.
那我们常常父母不耐烦了，就说这个青少年为什么这么难教？
And parents become impatient because the teenagers are hard to teach.
可是他们在练习成长。
But you know that they're learning to grow.
所以这都是我们能够怎么样让我们的家人有安全感的这些这几样。
These are some of the things that we can do to give our family a sense of security.
然后第三点就是光可以照亮方向。
The third aspect of the light is that it gives you direction.
这箴言讲到，我也指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路。
Proverbs 4 says, I have directed you in a way of wisdom. I have led you in upright paths.
在指导方向，我们第一个做父母的就是要引导他们行正直的路。
As parents, the first thing you need to do to give your children direction is to lead them in the upright path.
你要做一个好榜样才行。
You have to first be a good example.
而且呢，我们做父亲的，我们要照主的教训跟警戒来养育他们。
As fathers, you need to teach your children according to the commands and the words of the Lord.
不是照着我们自己的意思。
Not according to our own ideas.
你也不能跟他讲说，你照我所说，不要照我所做。
And you can't tell them, do as I say, but don't do as I do.
你知道现在小孩子也很聪明。
But kids, you know, the kids these days are smart.
那有个小孩子，他就问他爸爸说，爸爸，为什么我们家房子这么小？
There's a kid who asked his father once, how come our house is so small?
那他爸爸就说，因为我们没有钱了。
The father said, because we don't have much money.
那小孩说，那怎么样才能有钱呢？才像别人一样买大大的房子。
And the kid asked, well, how can we have money so we can buy a bigger house?
那他父亲就跟他讲说，你要从小好好努力用功，将来可以赚很多很多的钱，那你可以买很大很大的房子。
So the father said, well, you need to study hard and work hard, and you can get a good job, and then you can make lots of money to buy a big house.
那这小孩就问爸爸说
，And the kid asked the father,
那你小时候为什么不好好努力用功
？Why didn't you study harder when you were young？
所以现在小孩都很聪明。
So kids are so smart these days.
所以你要这个讲要引导，就是你要带头。
It says to lead them in upright path. That means that you have to take the lead.
你知道大卫他是合神心意的人。
You know that King David was a man who was after God's heart.
但是他的小孩都被他宠坏。
But he did not raise his children right. He spoiled them.
你知道到时候他的儿子亚沙龙长得非常的英俊。
You know, one of his sons, Absalom, was a very handsome man.
他后来叛变。
But he rebelled against David.
然后大卫被他追杀。
And he even tried to kill David.
那大卫还是非常疼爱这个儿子。
But of course, David still loved his son.
他还特别交代他的士兵说，你们不要伤害亚沙龙。
And he especially told David told his soldiers not to kill Absalom.
但是后来亚沙龙还是被他的一个手下一个大将给刺死。
But Absalom did actually die under the hand of his own general.
那大卫听到这消息，他就哭说：“我儿亚沙龙啊，我恨不得替你死！亚沙龙，我儿，我儿。”
When David heard that Absalom had died, he said, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would I have died instead of you, O Absalom?"
所以我们可以看到，大卫是爱他的儿女。
Of course, we see that David loved his children.
可是他没有引导他们行正直的道路。
But he did not lead them on upright path.
圣经上很多这种例子。
There are many of such examples in the Bible.
那个以利也是一个很好的例子。
That old priest Eli was a good example.
他的两个儿子常常做坏事。
His two sons did awful things.
然后他的父亲呢，也睁一只眼闭一只眼。
And Eli pretended he didn't see what they were doing.
所以呢，神到最后处罚他，就说你家中所生的人都必死在中年。
So God, as a result, God told Eli, all the increase of your house will die in a prime of life.
所以在这边可以看到一个很重要的事情，做父亲的责任就是我们要培养出一个 虔诚的后裔。
So a great responsibility for a father is to raise a child who reveres the Lord.
因为你父母或者子女所做的事情常常会互相影响。
Because what you do often affects your children.
就好像大卫跟约拿丹他们是好朋友。
Jonathan and David were great friends.
约拿丹他曾经救了大卫。
Jonathan had helped David escape from Saul.
对，然后呢？大卫在他当王以后
，When David became king，
他有一天他就想起来
，One day he remembered Jonathan。
他问说：“这个约拿丹他还有没有后代
？”He asked whether there is anybody left in Jonathan's house。
那时候约拿丹的后代非常的穷苦。
At the time, the descendants of Jonathan were suffering greatly。
他有一个儿子跛脚。
He had one son who was lame in one leg。
而且三餐不济。
And he didn't even have enough to eat。
大卫因着约拿丹的关系，就把这个他这个儿子接到。宫廷里头跟他一起吃饭。
But because of the relationship David remember he had with Jonathan, he brought Jonathan's son into his palace.
他还把他父亲的所有的产业都还给他。
And returned to him all of his father's possessions.
所以你可以看到，父亲你常常做的事情，你会影响到下一代。
So remember, fathers, what you do affects your next generation.
所以有虔诚的后裔是非常重要。
So it's important to have a child and descendants who fear the Lord.
然后再过来就是我们要引导他们走智慧的道路。
We also have to lead our children in a direction in the way of wisdom.
因为在诗篇十六章第二节，他们讲说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”
Psalm 16:2 says, "You are my Lord; I have no good besides you."
所以我们要知道，就是说所有的好处都在神那里。
So we have to know that all of the good things we have comes from the Lord.
但是我们怎么样从神那边得到这些好处呢
？How do we gain these things from the Lord？
在所罗门那时候，他跟神跟他讲说：“你跟我求，我都应允。”
When God said to Solomon, "Ask anything, I will give to you."
所罗门说：“我要智慧。”
Solomon asked for wisdom.
那神说：“你要智慧，那我其他的这些长寿财产，我也都加添给你。”
And God said, "Since you asked for wisdom, I will give you all the rest too."
有没有可能就是说这个？得到从神那边得到好处，这个钥匙就是智慧呢
？Is it possible that in order to get all the good things from the Lord, the key is to ask for wisdom？
我们看箴言十九章第八节就印证了这件事情。
And Proverbs 19:8 confirms that。
他说：“得着智慧的爱惜生命，保守聪明的必得好处。”
He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good.
他这里就讲到怎么样，你有智慧，你有聪明，你就知道爱惜生命，你就会从神那边得到所有的好处。
If you have wisdom and you have understanding, then you'll find good things from the Lord.
所以我们必须要常常的教导我们的儿女怎么样走智慧的道路。
So it's important to teach our children to walk in a way of wisdom.
你看这个单子列出非常多智慧的好处。
So as you see that this particular page lists many good things that comes from wisdom.
他说智慧必使你行善人的道，守义人的路。
Walk in the way of the good man and keep the path of the righteous.
他说智慧右手有长寿，左手有富贵。
In wisdom, long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor.
他说智慧会让你坦然行路，不致碰脚。
And in wisdom, you will walk in your way securely, and your foot will not stumble.
然后他这边又接下来，他说：“智慧能够让你躺下不必不惧怕。”
And also, when you lie down, you will not be afraid.
你躺卧睡得香甜。
When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet.
然后智慧人必承受尊荣。
And lastly, the wise will inherit honor.
我们是不是想把这些都给我们的儿女呢
？Do we want to give our children all these things?
如果是的话，我们必须要指教他们走智慧的道路。
If we do, then we must instruct them to walk in a way of wisdom.
但是我们怎么样得智慧呢
？How do you gain wisdom？
在这边讲到智慧，耶和华就是智慧的开端。
It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom。
然后我们到底怎么样得到这个智慧呢？下一步我们该怎么做
？And what's the next step to do？
箴言就讲到，我们寻找他如寻找银子，搜求他如搜求隐藏的珍宝。
Proverbs says, "Seek wisdom as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures."
在这边我们就讲到，其实 我们要得智慧，我们就必须要回到神的话语。
It tells us that in order to gain wisdom, you first must return to the word of God.
我们要找神的话语，像我们在找银子一样。
We want to search in His word as if we're searching for silver.
我举个例子，比如说我找到这句话。
For example, when I found this verse.
他说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
It says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love Him.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
To those whom He has called according to His purpose.
这句话我们要怎么用，怎么样来使用？
How do we utilize this scripture?
你若不深信这句话，你没办法来用到你的日常生活当中。
If you don't believe in this, then you wouldn't be able to utilize it.
我常常在想哈，我们两个父母。
I often think that we all come from two parents, two people.
那我们的父母也有父母，对不对？
And our parents had parents.
所以我们就有四个祖父母。
So we have four grandparents.
那我们的祖父母上一代也都有父母。
And our grandparents had parents.
对，所以我这样算一算，你如果说每一代之间，比如说你父母四十岁才生你，一代之间隔四十年。
Let's say there are 40 years between every generation.
那如果是有二十五代
let's just say there are 25 generations in the family.
那就是一千年。
In a span of 1,000 years.
你知道你有多少祖先吗？
You know how many ancestors you have?
有六千七百万个祖先。
You have 67 million ancestors.
这个图片只让你看到一些。
And you can see a little bit in this graph.
这些都是你的祖先。
All these millions and millions were all your ancestors.
你在这里。
And you're somewhere in there.
但是你有没有想到，在你不晓第几代祖宗这里头有一个，他要是不小心，他过马路被马撞死。
What if among all these ancestors, one of them, one day when he's crossing the street, he was hit by a horse?
你不会在这里。
And then you wouldn't be here.
或者。你的祖宗里头有一个，他决定去做和尚。
Or if one of your ancestors sometime way back when decided to be a monk.
那今天你也不会在这里。
Then you wouldn't be here today.
你知道一个人一天要做平均要做2500个决定。
You know, on an average, a person makes 2,500 decisions a day.
那所有地球上的人每天也都做2,500个决定。
And everybody on this earth, every person makes an average of 2,500 decisions a day.
那这每一个决定都有可能影响你的一生。
And each decision affects your life.
所以你可以知道，你完全没办法来掌握。
You know just how impossible it is for you to control all these things.
所以你就知道你要什么样爱神。
So you have to know that you must love God.
因为万事互相效力。
Because all things work together.
这个结果我没办法控制。
The consequences of which you cannot control.
你唯一能够控制是你要爱神。
The only thing you can control from your end is to love God.
你如果得到这个智慧。
If you receive that wisdom.
你这一辈子你都是万事亨通。
Then you will have smooth sailing your life.
好，最后我们就稍微结论一下我们今天所说的。
So let me just summarize what I have said today.
我们做父亲的，我们不但自己要发光。
As a father, you not only do you have to be a light yourself.
那就是说，我们不但自己是一只美丽的蝴蝶。
Not only do you yourself have to be a beautiful butterfly.
我们还要让我们的儿女、我们的家人能够看到。
We need to be a light that our family, our household can see.
让他们有好的榜样可以学。
So that they can have a good example to learn after.
然后我们让他们要有安全感。
Then we also must give them a sense of security.
我们要给他们有物质上的供应。
We give them material provisions.
情感上的供应。
Emotional provisions
然后属灵上的供
应 and spiritual provisions.
然后我们要指教他们走正直的道路
Then we have to direct them to walk in a way of in an upright path.
我们也要指教他们走智慧的道路
We want to direct them to the way of wisdom.
我们要做那个照亮他们前面的这个光线
We want to be the light that goes ahead of them.
那我们今天，我想要就是大家稍微自我反省一下，我们今天的境况是怎么样。
So let's examine ourselves and look at what our current situation is.
你是都在一家人都很高兴的在住在光中呢
？Is your family happily living together in the light?
还是这个在这个活在这世界里头，这你不太看得到。
Are you living in darkness, which you can't really see very well?
这一家人是在这里。
There is a family in the darkness there.
还有更糟的，这个是他家人，其他人在光里。
What's worse is if the entire family is in the light.
那他爸爸在这里。
And the dad is in the darkness.
这个是我们非常要警惕。
That's something that you have to be aware of.
我们爸爸应该是这样。
As a father, you ought to be this way.
Okay, 我们要带头。
We ought to be the lead.
我们要把我们的家人呢照亮。
And we ought to be the light that shines on our family.
我们要把他从黑暗当中把他拉出来。
We will bring them out of darkness.
就好像我们的主从黑暗里头把我们拉出来一样。
Just like our Lord has led us out of darkness.
我们知道这个挪亚方舟的故事。
We know the story of Noah and his ark.
他的家人相信挪亚。
His family believed in Noah.
所以他的家人因着挪亚就全部全家得救。
And because of Noah's faith in God, the family was saved.
整家所全在全世界都淹没在水里的时候，挪亚一家人很安全的在方舟上面。
When the whole world was underwater, Noah and his family were safely in the ark.
所以挪亚是他家的光。
So Noah is the family for his family, for the light for his family.
他照亮了他的家人。
He was the light. He shines for his family.
然后罗德他是个义人。
And we also know that the man Lot, he was a righteous person.
可是他住在索多玛。
But he lived in Sodom.
但是他相信神要摧毁索多玛。
And he realized and he believed that God would destroy Sodom.
他就带领他一家人离开索多玛。
And he led his family out of the city.
所以索多玛虽然全城被摧毁灭。
Even though the city of Sodom was destroyed by God.
但是罗德他一家也因着他能够得救。
Lot's family was able to be let out of the city because of him.
在这我们又看到一个父亲做他们家的光。
So you can see a father can be the light for the family.
照亮他的一家人。
And shines the light for his family.
所以最后我们知道，箴言十七章第六节这边讲。
Proverbs 17:6 says.
子孙为老人的冠冕。
Grandchildren are the crown of old man.
父亲是儿女的荣耀。
And the glory of sons is their fathers.
我们愿所有在座的父亲都能够成为儿女的荣耀。
May all the fathers here be the glory of their children.